Guys, welcome back to A Vision Beyond 2020. We're excited to have you with us today. On the phone with me, my dear friend, my traveling partner, my eating buddy, Pastor Jonathan Lopez from Templo Sinai. Pastor, good to hear your voice. Just quickly, introduce yourself and the ministry you're part of right here in the Four Corners.
Okay, Stanley, thank you for it very much. Well, I've been pastoring this church in town in Farmington, New Mexico since 2006. And now we have two churches. Our main campus is here in Farmington, and our second campus is in Durango, Colorado. And I have the wonderful privilege also to serve under your ministry, actually, for the Passion Play Ministries International, too. And that's what I've been doing for the last 14 years.
No, Pastor, it's been an amazing adventure, and I'm so grateful for the day that that God allowed us to meet. I remember the day that you walked into the Civic Center, and we began discussing the possibilities of bringing the Spanish presentation of the Passion Play to the Four Corners. And to be honest with you, I was just excited about how quickly you and your ministry team said, yes, we're coming.
Well, we were praying for a good tool to spread the gospel and to be in touch with the community. And I believe that Passion Play was the answer to our prayers. So that's why we decided to jump in right away.
Amen. Well, Pastor, just I know you're busy. You got things. I believe you're clipping the dog's hair today, so I don't want to keep you for long.
Let's not talk about that, okay? Poor thing.
We can leave that out, okay?
Yeah.
I do want some photos, though. I just wanted to impact of the ministry. I mean, from Farmington, New Mexico, you took this back to your home in Chihuahua. From Chihuahua, it's gone to Creel. Talk about the experience and the impact you've seen.
Well, you know, when we saw that the Passion Play, was our answer to our prayers, we wanted to be somewhere else. And because I am from Chihuahua, Mexico, and I had a lot of friends over there, so I started talking to them about this ministry, and I really wanted to take this ministry to my hometown, you know, to my state in Chihuahua, Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we started the process, and then they fall in love with it, that to the point that they are doing several presentations in different cities around the state. They ended up with this, it's a town, little town called Creel, C-R-E-E-L. That's the heart of the Tarahumara nation in Mexico. The natives, they are called Tarahumaras. So they went to Creel. They made two presentations in two different years, and I believe that in the third presentation, the Tarahumara people, they decided to come and be part of it. They don't want it just to see it or watch it, but they wanted to be part of it. And they started with an unseen cloud of 500 to 700 Tarahumaras, which is really difficult to do because they live very apart from each other. They don't live in big communities. And that group together was a miracle.
Amen.
Well, the last time they made a presentation in the Sierra Tarahumara, in the mountains of Chihuahua, they had a crowd of I'm not sure about the numbers, but it was over 5,000 people.